Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views.
Welcome back to News and Views. I'm Rob Schofield. It may come as a surprise to a lot of North Carolina parents to know that many public schools in our state do not have a nurse on staff. Indeed, when one looks at recommended minimum national standards, North Carolina falls woefully short in its funding for nurses, as well as for counselors, social workers, and psychologists. This is a problem that figures to be greatly exacerbated whenever the coronavirus pandemic gets to a point at which students, teachers, and staff can actually return to school. Wake County Representative Cynthia Ball and several other lawmakers are trying to do something about the situation. They've introduced a pair of bills that would address the shortages in nurses, counselors, social workers, and psychologists, and I caught up with Representative Ball to learn more about these efforts. Well, Representative Cynthia Ball, welcome back to News and Views. So good to have you with us.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be back.
Obviously, as we have this conversation, we're in the midst of a pretty remarkable period in America right now, with between the pandemic and then these protests that have spread across the country in response to the police killing in Minneapolis. You're not really in a position to give a long talk on this, but maybe you have some thoughts you'd like to share with our audience about where things are right now.
Well, I think I can just say generally that I'm just crushed, saddened, frightened, and worried about our country. We have a crisis on top of a crisis. And I think the fracturing politically from the COVID-19 crisis that has unfortunately developed, I fear, will also develop in us trying to respond to the protest across this country. I'm already reading some things that give me great concern. So I'm hoping that we can pull together on all of these problems that we're facing and that are facing people all over our country and the world, and be thoughtful about it and do the right thing.
Well, we sure look forward to that happening alongside you and hope very much that that can come true. Well, I've got you, though. Obviously, the main purpose of our conversation today, I want to talk about some very important legislation that is in many respects in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, and that has to do with the way our schools will be getting back together later this summer, we hope anyway, that our public schools, and how we're going to provide the services that the kids are going to need to cope in this, you know, extraordinary environment. You've introduced some legislation along those lines. Perhaps you could tell us about it and why you took that step.
Well, I'm very concerned, have been for ever since I've been paying attention to this, and it's been quite a long time, that we are not staffing our schools and serving our students and their needs with sufficient nurses and mental health professionals. They are critical to keeping our kids healthy and our schools healthy. And with COVID-19, we have an accelerated challenge. Kids are coming back into school after being out with fear, I think, of exposure in homes where we don't know all that's been happening to them. We are hearing about domestic violence. We're hearing about a lot of things, homelessness, hunger, and so forth. So it is absolutely essential that we try to help our kids when they come back to school in greater ways than we have done so in the past. As I've said, we've needed to do this before, but this is now an even accelerated crisis. So we worked on these bills. I was happy to be able to find bipartisan support for the Ensure Healthy Schools Act, House Bill 1203. Representative White and Representative Dobson, both are Republicans, and joining me also is Representative Adcock, another Democrat. These are all leaders of our health committee in the General Assembly and strong proponents for doing something about getting a nurse in every one of our schools. I do recognize that this is a heavy lift, given all the other needs that I know we have, but I am hopeful that this can begin the conversation about it, and we can at least make some progress towards putting more nurses in our schools. In addition to that, and maybe I also say we have a companion bill in the Senate sponsored by Senator Nickel. We wanted to make sure we were having both chambers involved. And House Bill 1206 is the student mental health well-being bill, where we are trying to bring to the ratio recommended by the various organizations, professional organizations, at least one school counselor for every 250 students, at least one school social worker for every 400 students, and at least one school psychologist for every 700 students. We believe that that is also something that's achievable. Now, these are, do have some large recurring price tags on them, but I can think of nothing better than to invest in the health and well-being of our children and our young people.
Well, it seems rather remarkable. I mean, the numbers that you see in terms of what our current ratios are just way below national standards. We've got numerous schools in the state where a nurse has to shuttle between multiple schools, and your school is lucky to have a nurse one day out of the week. How does that possibly work when you, basically what it means is that teachers are having to be healthcare professionals when they're not really trained to do that.
Yes, the teachers and the receptionist. Yeah. I know in my first term, I visited all the schools in the district and was stunned to discover pretty soon when I was asking some questions that the medications were administered, those students who required medications while they were in school, administered by the receptionist. Now, I'm sure that receptionist was giving good training, and but if something had happened, I'm sure that receptionist, no matter how well-intentioned, was not qualified to respond to it, and therefore, not to mention the things, other things that might occur. While I was in one school, also a young child threatened suicide, an 11-year-old threatened suicide. And I understood from talking with the principal that this had happened before. That young child needed to have someone working with him, it was a boy, on a daily basis to address his anxieties, his concerns, and ways perhaps to express them in ways that were not personally destructive.
We ask our schools to do so much, and we think about our constitutional duty to provide a sound basic education to every child in the state. But your legislation points out the fact that we're just not capable of doing that right now when these basic needs are not being met. The idea that even the numbers that are proposed in your legislation seem pretty modest in terms of the kinds of coverage we're actually going to provide.
Well, yes, one nurse in every school. We did consider trying to go to a ratio of one for 750, every 750 students, which is the recommended one. But we decided that we need to leave that somewhat up to the school districts to determine for various reasons, using the continuation of care that we know can be provided with from a nurse, a school counselor, and so forth, to make the determination about whether the critical need was more than one nurse or more than one, perhaps a nurse shared. We wanted to give the flexibility. But yes, one nurse in every school. We have schools in Wake County that have 3,000 students.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there are small schools in other parts of the state that are not nearly that large, and even in Wake County, not nearly that large. So it's a mark we'd like to minimally achieve. And knowing, of course, that I've had conversations already, and I'm continuing to have them, about the possibility of these bills moving. They have a lot of competition, and it's a matter of where we place our priorities, and I think this is a very high one, and I hope we'll make some progress. I'd love to see the bills totally funded. Whether that will happen or not, I still want to see us make progress, and I'm going to be fighting for it, as will my other primary sponsors on the school nurses bill, as we call it, and on the mental health bill. I want to also shout out to my other primary sponsors, Representative Carney, Batch, and Insco. So we have others who have always been concerned about this, and this legislation just is their way of continuing to express those concerns.
And it's clear that there's no real organized opposition to the legislation. You've got some very strong support for the bill from school boards, from School Nurses Association, right? I mean, it's not like there's anybody fighting this legislation other than just those who would say, well, North Carolina just can't afford it, which seems to be a perpetual problem when it comes to funding things in our schools.
Well, I have heard that so much. We just can't afford it now, or we need this other thing more. Well, I will throw this out. If we had not, I had the huge tax cuts to large corporations and to wealthy individuals in the last several sessions, we'd have more money, and we would be able to do, already have done some of this, and we'd be able to do more now to address all of the concerns that are being brought about COVID-19. This certainly isn't the only one. People have lost their jobs, and so forth. But a lot of those children of those people who've lost their jobs are hungry. We cannot, a child cannot learn if they're hungry. So we need a nurse and a mental health professional in those schools to help identify what may be going on in their home. The teachers, I call them our first responders, Rob. They are there during the day when parents aren't. And in some cases, a nurse is the only health professional that a young person sees. They don't see a health professional otherwise outside the school. Now, how critical is that for them at least to have a chance to be looked at and evaluated by a nurse? You can tell I'm pretty passionate about it. And I have a lot of colleagues that share that passion. I'm just hoping we can push it through and make some progress. We filed some other bills that we're real proud of, too, for our schools. And if we had time, I'd love to go through them, which I'm sure we don't. But we believe there's sort of a continuum of care, if you will, an investment that we need to make. It starts, of course, with early childhood, and it moves all the way through our schools. We need to build our teacher pipeline. We need to enable our schools to be healthy. And I filed a couple of other bills that relate to tracking how the General Assembly is operating, which we also believe we need to address the transparency or lack thereof of some of the ways we operate in the General Assembly.
Well, you can find out more about these fine bills that Representative Cynthia Ball is sponsoring, House Bill 1203 and House Bill 1206. They're at NCLEG. That's NCLEG.gov. You can also find out contact information for Representative Ball and her colleagues and co-sponsors and follow the progress of this legislation. We hope very much that it is something people will be able to follow and that it makes all the way through the General Assembly in the coming weeks.
Thanks. Well, I hope so, too. And I welcome and invite and encourage and ask for people to reach out and express their support for these bills.
People should definitely weigh in, send their letters. Legislators still read letters and emails and receive calls from constituents supporting and opposing legislation. We urge you to check that out. Thank you again, Representative Ball. We look forward to talking to you next time and discussing all the great successes you've had in the 2020 legislative session.
Well, thank you, Rob. I've had a great time being with you and look forward to the next one.
Well, that's it for this edition of News and Views. Remember, you can stay up to date on the latest news about COVID-19 at the State Department of Health and Human Services website, ncdhhs.gov. You can also check us out online and subscribe to our free newsletters at ncpolicywatch.com. For producer Clayton Hinkle, this is Rob Schofield. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you again next week.
You've been listening to News and Views. A weekly look at state and policy issues is a production of North Carolina Policy Watch. Visit them online at ncpolicywatch.com.